Good evening. I'm Tom Hewitt here with a KUAC Newsminer update. The University of Alaska approved its 2018 operating budget during an emergency meeting Tuesday in Fairbanks. As expected, the Alaska legislature allocated $317 million to the university when it passed its budget last week. That's an $8 million reduction from fiscal year 2017, resulting in an $11 million budget gap because of increases in fixed costs. However, the cut is smaller than university officials feared, meaning a midterm tuition increase will not be necessary. The University of Alaska was unable to pass an operating budget before the state approved its own budget. At the University of Alaska Fairbanks, which is targeted for a $2.7 million cut, proposed reductions include suspending or discontinuing certain academic programs, reducing library and museum hours, closing the Stevens Residence Hall, reducing scholarships and athletic funding, making community campus cuts, and increasing fees. Despite the cuts, the university's budget includes $6 million for strategic investment areas. The university is focusing on student success and enrollment, research, workforce and online program development, and automation. The strategic investments will be paid for by each university and include aggressive marketing to boost enrollment, adding research capacity, expanding online courses in high-demand fields such as nursing, and improving efficiency in such areas as student services, human resources, and finance. Between 2014 and 2017, UA's budget dropped from $378 million to $325 million, resulting in 50 discontinued or suspended degree and certificate programs and 933 fewer faculty and staff. An electrical problem knocked out internet connectivity and phone service for University of Alaska campuses around the state today. The outage slowed or halted most routine office work and kept the university from offering such services as teleconferencing, online distance learning, and even earthquake monitoring. KUAC's Tim Ellis reports.
Technicians with the University of Alaska's Office of Information Technology have been working since mid-morning to restore internet connectivity and phone service at the state's three main campuses that was knocked out by an electrical mishap in the facility on the UAF campus where the network's servers are based.
Around 9:30, there were some contractors working in the Butrovich building on the battery backup system, and something happened to cause a short in the building electrical system. That, in turn, brought down our network.
UAF spokeswoman Marmion Grimes says the short circuit disrupted the statewide university system's voice-over internet protocol-based phone system. It also took down servers that host campus websites, as well as Blackboard, the system's online distance learning service, and internal administrative programs like UA Online.
So things like many university websites, the record system that we have at the university, those things were down as well.
University of Alaska Anchorage spokeswoman Kirsten Olmsted says UAA's website was among those that went dark for a few hours.
We've had issues affecting multiple UA systems, and our IT call center reported that that was Gmail, Blackboard, Banner, UA Online, and other related services.
The outage kept the UAF Geophysical Institute's Earthquake Information Center from keeping in contact with its system of sensors around the state, says spokeswoman Sue Mitchell.
They were not able to receive data from the earthquake sensors that we have. And they were, of course, also not able to push data out to their partners.
Mitchell says no data was lost because the Earthquake Information Center records all input from its sensors, and she says some of that function could, in a pinch, be handled by the Alaska Volcano Observatory, which was not affected, partly because some of its servers are located in Anchorage. Karen Schmidt, dean of UA South's School of Arts and Sciences, thinks Southeast campuses weren't as widely affected as others in the system. She says Blackboard, the distance learning service, was down, and she hoped it'd be back up in time for tonight's online classes.
About half our instruction's online, so I think probably there will be inconvenience to students and faculty as long as it's resolved within the day. I don't imagine it will cause us to have to readjust classes or things.
UAF's Summer Sessions and Lifelong Learning Director Michelle Bartlett also was worried about tonight's online summer classes.
I mean, the students are, they're going to be dialing in and there's going to be nothing there for them. And we can't even communicate with them.
The UA Office of Information Technology had restored most phone service and some internet connectivity by late afternoon. Grimes says they also had replaced the damaged electrical component and were hopeful they'd restore the whole system by tomorrow. In Fairbanks, I'm Tim Ellis.
For more on tonight's stories and others, visit KUAC.org or Newsminer.com. I'm Tom Hewitt.